Welcome back to Range Anxiety TV, and today we've got something a little bit different for you. I'm going to tell another story, but this one's an accurate story. Well, a story as accurate as my knowledge can be, which can, you know, sometimes be hover around the atrocious and sometimes expert level depending on the day and the subject. What few people understand, I'm hearing it a lot these days, obviously, because we're getting gouged when it comes to fuel prices at the pump. And it sort of makes the prospect of owning a petrol car really difficult for those that are on a normal income, that are feeling the cost of living crisis and have a car that's reasonably thirsty. For example, my Herman the German, I don't use that much anymore. That 6.2 V8. I never did anyway. But you know, at 16 litres per 100 of 98 only, and, you know, that varying between $2.20 and $2.50 at the pump, that makes for a pretty expensive commute if it was a couple of 100 to 300 kilometres a week. Ouch, right? Ouch. And I'm not saying, you know, bad luck, you should have bought an EV, because not everyone's in a position to own one. Not everyone has the ability to charge one or run one, etc., etc. So who is it and what is it that makes fuel so expensive? In Australia, and I can only talk from the Australian perspective because we have some really odd stuff that goes on with petrol here. I mean, really odd. I mean, it starts with, it comes from oil, right? Most everything comes from oil. Even the space wizard wand, there's a lot of oil involved in its production. So we get the raw oil, we drill for it out the ground, and we drill for it out in the ocean beds, and we drill for it. Now, it just so happens that most of the biggest oil suppliers in the world are in nations that aren't particularly fond of us, have different, you know, religious and ideological beliefs than we do. You know, the biggest oil people, countries in the world are the OPEC nations, mainly the Saudis and Middle East, along with Russia. And we all know how we're getting on with them right now. Not great. So these guys and girls dig it up, drill it up, and process it. Well, not so much process it. They then ship it all around the world at a price. Now, like everything else in the world, it comes down to supply and demand. If I had 10 lots of petrol here and one buyer, the space wizard wand here, you could like bargain to get the cheapest price on it. Right, fair enough. And it wouldn't be that expensive because everyone in the 10 wants to sell their one, okay? Because whoever does that gets the money. So the worst thing that can ever happen for the OPEC nations and the oil producers is that demand is lower than supply, because that forces the price of oil down. And here is the Brent crude, which is a benchmark indicator of world oil price, graph on my screen. I tend to watch it. It's like some sort of morbid fantasy. You know, it's a bit ghoulish watching it. So what will happen is when demand goes down, like it did over, say, COVID times, and, you know, the price of a barrel went negative, I believe, for a time there, which is a bit of a hard concept to understand, but couldn't give it away, I suppose, is what you're saying, is what I'm saying. And fuel got down to 90 cents a litre here, I believe, or a high 80s even. So what happens then is if there's too much supply, the OPEC nations get together and just knock the supply back. So they need a certain profit margin per barrel to keep their beautiful big cities built and to keep their economies running. So what happens is that if there's only one space wizard wanting 10 barrels of oil, they cut that down to, say, half a barrel of oil, and the space wizard has got to pay for it, otherwise he can't move. He can't then go on barter amongst the other suppliers. So that's phase one, right? So at the moment, we're going through supply cuts, which puts your price up, because everyone needs a mega mansion and a big city that runs on glitter and electricity, actually, of all things. And then there's the other thing that is specific to Australia, and particularly South Australia, where we're in, which is called the fuel price cycle. Now, this is the most stupid concept I've ever seen in all my years, and it took me a while to understand it. But what happens is they all get together, the fuel retailers, and one will set a high price and the rest will follow because I'm not going to miss out on that margin. And eventually it becomes a domino effect. You see one or two stations, service stations, gas stations, set the high price, and then the others go, ah, well, stuff it. We're going to move up the cycle as well. And they all sit on the high price, whether that be $2.30 a litre or whatever it is, for 2 or 3 days till demand evens out, because people then say, I can't afford to fill my tank. I just got paid this week, but I reckon I can make it last to another week when it becomes cheaper. So why does it become cheaper? Because they then start cutting the price to try and undercut each other, right, to get your sale, because the demand goes down because people can't afford to fill their tanks. And this goes on over about, generally varies between a 9 to a 16 day cycle. You can watch it. You can watch it live if you follow, like I said, this ghoulish and ghastly fuel pricing bloodbath that's going on. And then it goes again, and it goes again. And if you look at the cost curve, it goes up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down in South Australia. Melbourne does it a bit slower. Perth does it weekly, 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 weekly. And other states such as Tasmania and the ACT just have a slow and steady rise or fall. So it's hard to understand how this is acceptable to consumers. But the thing is, consumers do nothing about it. They just get in there and they go, bah, give me more fuel, and just wait till it's cheapen the cycle. This shouldn't really be acceptable because there's no actual logical explanation for it other than profiteering. So why did oil become, or fuel become? Remember, fuel is a byproduct, like everything else is diesel, whatever, of crude oil. Why did it become so expensive during the war in Ukraine? Now, that gets blamed for a lot of things when it comes to cost of living, just like everything got blamed on COVID. I still have people now, even 3-4 years on, I say to them, well, why is this exhaust like a month later than you said? Oh, COVID. Right. Okay. Number two. That's how they run their businesses. It's not a legitimate excuse, and nor is the war in Ukraine anymore, because very, very simply, OPEC could have just upped production to cover the shortfall that the Russian oil sanctions weren't supplying. And anyway, that's all gone into China and India anyway. So, you know, it's a world oil price, the cap on Russian oil just simply did not work. And at the moment, as you can see on my chart, we've now headed into, you'll see in the last few days, oil's taken a massive hit, a big deep dive, because people are believing that once again, supply is going to outstrip demand with China's economy slowing, with everyone going into winter in the Northern Hemisphere. I thought that'd make them need more, but apparently it doesn't. So the price has taken a huge dive. Does that mean that oil's any less costly or it's worth any less? No, this is the third layer of complexity and stupidity of the whole process, is that oil was publicly traded. So you get people shorting the market, which is they're betting on it going lower. You get people going long on the market, which is where they're betting on going higher. It's just like a big gambling site. They call it the big casino, the world stock market. So we've got those three layers. We've got the big casino. We've got the supply and demand cut and ratio balance. And we've got the local retailers, which seem to be on some merry-go-round of up and down pricing. Now, what sort of hope does this give you? Now, this is not financial advice, and I really don't know what I'm talking about. I just know what I see. There's a good bit of advice for you. Believe what you can see and actually understand rather than what the media tell you. Remember, I said the actually understand bit, right? We don't want any Dunning-Kruger effects here when it comes to oil and fuel prices. Oh, and a session has just disconnected on me. Excellent. How long's that been like that for? 3 minutes? I'm a pro. Okay. However, yeah, it's not something that should be celebrated. It's not something that should be encouraged. And people have got to start asking some tough questions, starting in their local areas and moving up from there. And in reality, good governance should ensure that we don't have to go through this merry-go-round of cycling. It makes no sense. Yes, while prices in the long term and the zoom out may be on the up and up, because let's face it, everything's getting more expensive. You know, I actually really feel for the petrosexuals in this case, because, you know, dude, they've got to buy this stuff. And yeah, it's not good. So anyway, that's why you buy an EV, to get out of this vicious cycle, or you stand up and do something about it. So you heard it here first on Range Anxiety.